In 1926, Irving Stone went to Paris, where he encountered the art of the Impressionist painters. That led to his biographical novel about Vincent van Gogh. The book, Lust for Life, was an amazing success, but Stone told me this in a 1985 interview.
It was rejected by the 17 leading publishers in America over a three-year period while I half starved to death, and all on the same grounds. They liked the manuscript, but they said, how do you expect us to sell a book about an unknown Dutch painter in the midst of a depression?
Over his long career, Irving Stone wrote some 30 books, his most successful dealing with such historical figures as Freud and Michelangelo.
There are 98% solid documentation I spend 2.5 to 3 years documenting before I begin to write.
It was no surprise to learn that Irving Stone was an avid reader.
The book, to me, is the great creation of man. It's greater than, let us say, cement or the wheel or even running water. All of our wisdom and all of our knowledge and joy is right in the two covers of books.
The late writer Irving Stone, dead at the age of 86. Don Swaim, News 88. The names Vincent van Gogh and Irving Stone were both virtually unknown in America until 1934. That was when Stone's biographical novel of the great painter, Lust for Life, was published.
As you know, it established him worldwide.
That was Stone in a 1985 interview. He went on to write some 30 books, published in countless editions.
If you would come out to my home in Southern California, we have what's known as the Stone Wall. And there are 800 volumes in 80 languages. I'm not inclined to doubts or anxieties or depressions, but every once in a while I get tired and I say, well, maybe this book's not going to come out that well. And then I turn to the stone wall and I say, you know, here are 800 volumes and this one has got to be all right.
Irving Stone was a child when he wrote his first short story, and he never stopped.
My genes, inherited from somewhere about a dozen generations back, have dictated to me from the age of 9 that I'm going to write books.
Irving Stone, whose biographical novels have been read around the world, dead at the age of 86. Don Swaim, News 88.